And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
If you're in business, you probably have a website. But can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's pear.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact.
He's totally sober, she's not that drunk.
He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Test 1, 2. My work. This is not my work. This is a podcast.
This is part of your work. And you're saying,
yeah,
I'm going to not do the full podcast because I don't want to hit rush hour traffic.
No, I got a long drive ahead of me. I got to drive almost 5 hours.
Right, but what's the half hour?
Well, that's what we're going to do. We'll do a half.
No, maybe I'm saying 40. Was an extra half hour.
It's rush hour. Then it adds an hour towards my drive or more.
I got a call from Vinny this morning. I couldn't. You know, I'm working in this club tonight. I couldn't get off the phone.
You tell them, hey, I got to do a podcast.
I said it 10 times.
Then you go, I can't hear you.
I said it's a bad connection.
Yeah. I watched the worst movie of all time last night.
Oh, I'm so glad I didn't watch it with you.
It was so
bad. You almost
bad.
Convinced me.
Oh, God, it was unwatchable.
Well, because Liam Neeson has his own genre now. Which is just like a revenge. It's like revenge porn.
All he does is beat up people.
No porn.
He's an old man beating up people in every movie.
I know. And the thing is that it must be difficult for him to do those movies. I mean, making a movie is not easy. And he's.
No, every one I've done.
Aw.
My glass is all chipped up.
Aw, your Jesus cup. Which we found out it's not even Jesus.
It's some other clown.
Wait, let me see. It's Christopher?
Paul or Christopher or one of you guys.
What are you guys?
That, you know, in your religion.
What's my religion, Rich?
Huh?
What's my religion?
None, but you still have a religion.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
How do I?
Because your family does. It's still
in
your blood.
Was I baptized?
It's still in your blood.
Was I? No, it's not. Religion is not in your blood. Are you silly?
Yes, it is.
How is it in your blood?
It comes back on 23andMe, your religion.
No, it doesn't. Your religion doesn't.
Oh, really? Jewish didn't come back on?
Yes, okay, but Jewish is different.
Why is it different? It's
because it's I don't know why. I don't have an answer for it, but it is.
It comes back.
It's a cultural thing.
No, it comes back Catholic or Christian.
Well, how could religion come back on 23andMe? Okay, so I'm going to become Jewish now, let's say. I'm going to convert.
Yeah, well.
now when I do 23andMe, they go, oh, hey, did you convert?
No, but it's still in your DNA. I don't know how they do it. I don't know, but it's come back that way. So.
That's because Jews never fucking do things the way other people do.
Yeah, they do it the right way. The smart way.
What, the Jewishness is in your blood?
Yeah. That's right. That's why we're the smartest.
Yeah, you really proving that day in and day out, aren't you?
I'm smart in different ways.
I'm smart in different ways.
Oh, wow. Well, good ad-libbing.
Good ad-libbing.
Just, where'd you get those flowers from?
Why are you angry about the flowers?
Who bought you flowers?
Why are you angry about the flowers?
You bought yourself flowers on Mother's Day?
No, the day before Mother's Day, I cleaned this whole house so good and I put flowers out to enhance the experience. And then I got myself breakfast ready for the next day, like prepped it so that when I got up on Mother's Day, I really didn't have to do anything. The only thing I was going to do is laundry and I never got to it.
I know. And when I get back off the road, I like fresh, clean laundry. Everybody knows that.
Well, I try to get the laundry done before you get back because you have 87 outfits per day that you bring back. I can't imagine that they're all dirty, but you have your golf clothes for each day. You have your regular walking around clothes for each day. And you have your stage clothes for each day.
No,
so you have three outfits per day.
First of all,
you're gone for 3 days. You come back with nine.
No, my stage outfits are my other outfits, my clothing outfits.
My clothing outfits.
Oh, good.
Oh, what? You wear your stage outfit and then those clothes you wear the next day if you're not golfing?
Yeah.
Wow. You get a lot of clothes.
Yeah, I got a lot of clothes.
This family, I wear my clothes 3-4 times.
No, you don't.
I've been wearing these jeans. I don't wear jeans unless they get mustard stains. I mean, I don't wash jeans unless they get mustard stains. That's the rule. Anything else you can wipe off with a little piece of wet cloth.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. What is she barking for?
Does she pee pee?
No. Well, let's see. She just gets up and walks away for like.
One second. They like to see the audience. They tell me, oh, we like it when you walk around. It makes it feel like a real place.
No one says that.
Okay, no one says that.
Okay, so what can we talk about? Let me think. Where was I last week? Arizona. I did some voiceovers for a video game, one of those fighting games.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Did you ever see a picture of me?
Did the second time work?
Yeah. Well, the first time worked, just not the video.
Oh.
You know, my facial expressions. I was ad-libbing, killing it.
But it's animated, but they're going to actually, they wanted to videotape you doing it so they could
get
the facial expressions onto the characters.
Onto the characters.
Did you see pictures of what the character looks like?
Yeah. Didn't I show you what I look like?
Oh, is that the one? Yeah. It looks exactly like you.
Only really handsome. I mean, I am handsome. You know, just like that, whatever. I mean, we're going to go, we're not going to say what we're doing. We're going to go to Montreal this year.
Mm-hmm. I didn't sign the contract yet.
Do I get a contract?
I don't know. But my manager signed it.
Did they send you a contract?
No, but they sent me the offer, which I accepted.
I've never got an offer from them. They're bringing me up because they wanted Bonnie. I'm on Bonnie's coattails this time for the first time in my fucking life. But excuse me.
I mean, I don't understand why you characterize everything as like, I'm pulling the train or you're pulling the train or.
You're pulling trains?
What? Oh, is that dirty?
Yes.
Oh.
Ew.
Well, you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean.
You're always like deciding who's on top, who's not.
There you go.
Okay, you know, it's like
I'm not always deciding. I'm giving you accusations.
Accusations.
Yep.
There's one for Voss Words.
What?
Voss Words. if you're listening.
Oh, what's the word? Acculation.
Yeah, that's right.
No. Well, you don't know the word. Then.
I don't anymore. You've ruined it in my own mind. I can't. Well, acculations is now what I'm going to say.
When you're being nice to somebody or building them up. Or
I honestly can't remember the real word anymore. You fucked it up in my head.
Acculations.
No, it's not acculations.
Okay. Again, you're going to be wrong.
Oh, my God.
All right. Let's see. So the voiceover went great. That was fun. Hopefully this video game gets picked up. They won't know for a year.
Accolades. God, I can't remember that word. Not acculations isn't a word.
That's the past tense for accolades. Why is your neck all red?
I just scratched it.
Oh. All right. Let's pick this up.
You want me to put in acculations and see what comes up?
Yeah. Go ahead. You'll see that I'm right again.
You might be right. If you're right, there is no acculation. Sorry. It's not a word.
Where did you go to Scrabble?
Yeah, that's where I go when I need to look up a word.
You put it in.
I start a Scrabble game, hope it comes up. If it comes up, I say, oh.
That other game I'm playing, I'm killing it.
What is it called?
What is it? Hold on.
No, just say it. Just say it.
I don't even know.
Also, get your gum going, man, because that's a big wad. What, you put two in at once?
No way. That could kill a person. Sudoku. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Killing it. I'm on right now. What level am I on? Can you say it? Do you think
I wonder who listens. Like, are people like, oh, I have a, my father is got dementia, so I love listening to it, to this podcast, because.
I'm right now, I mean, and it's hard. There's four levels, easy, medium, hard, and expert. I moved to medium already. So I'll win a couple more games and move medium, then I'll go to hard.
You're doing it again.
But this is a tough game.
Do you think you'd do better if you cleaned your glasses? Like, it was, you must be looking around those big clumps of dirt on them.
There's no dirt.
I could see it.
No, your glasses are dirty, so it's making
your glasses
look dirty.
Are dirty.
Your glasses are making mine look dirty. Oh, where?
My glasses are always dirty. They're foggy and dirty.
Oh, all right.
Sometimes people take glasses off my face and wash them for me. They're like, I can't.
No, they don't.
Yes, it's happened several times.
Do they ever brush your hair?
No one's ever brushed my hair.
Well, they should today. What the fuck? You look like a... What? You look like one, like in those movies when they come to talk to the mom who's living in a trailer because her daughter got murdered as a prostitute or something, or...
Like a real, like, low, like, rent, white trash kind of.
Yeah, your hair looks like that. Like, you should have a cigarette and a drink in your hand early in the morning. And then you hit on the cop.
Should I wear that dress I bought for Ellen's wedding?
No, you got to return that dress. Bonnie, you know, I said, go buy yourself a dress for Mother's Day.
Sent you the picture. I showed it to Raina, too. And I was like,
Raina, let's say, get rid of it.
When I showed her the picture, she was like, that's nice.
Yeah, everybody says that because they don't want to deal with you. And first of all, I never saw a picture.
Do people not want to deal with me? Is that true?
Yeah.
I don't think that's true. I think you're just weirdly saying that.
Listen,
Raina was weighing in on all the dresses that I looked at. She was to say no.
Go back to Bloomingdale's or Macy's.
But the problem is like I feel like I want it to go below my knee, and I want the sleeve to be elbow.
Well, why work out? Why take CrossFit if you're not going to show your arms?
I don't know.
Then don't do CrossFit. Either get a short sleeve dress.
Should you be mad at me for this?
I'm not mad. I'm telling you, I'm giving you an ultimatum. You either don't do CrossFit or you don't worry about your dress. Bottom line, move on. new dress. Let's go. That other dress looks like a robe. People are going to think you're coming down. People are going to think you're walking downstairs.
It has a tie front and makes it look like a robe.
I know. True. No one ties their dress like that.
Why is your stomach doing that? It's like, honestly, I wonder if people can hear it through the mic.
What? It didn't growl. That was in my stomach.
What was it then?
I didn't hear anything. Let's move this on. This is boring. And when I'm bored, then I know it's boring. Okay.
Oh, because it's not. Listen, you've gone through many boring, lengthy explanations or lists or whatever, and you never find it boring. The reason you find it boring right now is because I'm talking about my dress and my arms. That's why you find it boring.
No.
If you were talking about yourself, you'd still be going on and on about your fucking outfit. Never once being like, that thing's a little boring.
I bought a tuxedo for the wedding.
Here we go, folks.
Bought my own tuxedo. I own a tuxedo. I had another tuxedo. I can't find it. My black tuxedo. I don't know if I lost it during the fire, but...
Because the father of the groom is wearing a blue tuxedo, Rich has to wear a blue tuxedo.
No, they all are wearing tuxedos in the wedding.
Yeah.
I mean, if the father of the groom was wearing a suit, I could wear a suit.
Is he wearing a navy tuxedo?
Well, I'm going to wear a blue one because everybody...
Is it blue or navy? What's the color?
Navy blue.
Okay.
Because everybody in the wedding, I'm not going to come in there with a white tuxedo.
Well, that was the other thing. Then I had to get a dress that matched your tux.
You don't have to. I mean, it would look better, right? In pictures.
I don't know.
You know, Ellen's got all this shit going on. Makeup and hair people and Jesus. This is an event.
She's running a top of the line production here.
Yeah. She could be a production person. A producer.
I guess if you were doing a high-end production.
Well, anyhow.
She does love spending other people's money.
Yeah. I got another bill for the wedding.
You did? In addition to everything we paid already?
Yep.
For what?
No, because you'll just start getting nuts. No,
I won't. I won't get nuts, but I'm just curious. I can't. It's mind-boggling to me how much money is going into this wedding. It's crazy. I can't even...
Breakfast for the people that are staying at the hotel the next day.
What?
You got to get them breakfast.
Well, why wouldn't that be included in the cost of the wedding?
Or the cost of the hotel? No, the hotel that people come and stay at.
No, but why wouldn't... She had a budget. For the wedding.
Yeah.
Okay. So she exceeded that budget. We gave her more money.
She forgot about stuff. She's dizzy. She's not, you know, there's a million things. No one's helping her. So.
Well, what? I've never been in a wedding where my breakfast was taken care of. So why doesn't she?
Because you've never stayed at a hotel for somebody else's wedding. They're always, breakfast is always taken care of. If you fly
it's always
in,
taken care of? Yeah. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. If you fly in and put yourself up at the hotel, you're paying for the hotel. They buy you breakfast.
Who does?
The wedding party.
I've never heard that
look
in my life.
Look it up.
Okay.
What are you going to look up?
I'm going to say, is it common practice? Go keep talking. So you got to pay for everyone. So how many people is that?
I think 60. It's not much. It's not a lot. So she said she didn't need it, but I offered it. So she didn't ask for it.
Well, the rehearsal dinner is usually paid for by the groom's parents.
Yeah.
The morning after brunch falls squarely on the bride's parents' budget. Oh, so there is a morning after brunch that I've been to at someone's house.
Yeah.
That they open the gifts. And so there's like usually bagels and lox and all that kind of stuff. Like a spread, but not like a breakfast in the hotel.
Say, look that up.
Falls squarely on a bride's parents' budget, meaning you'll have to take funds away from your wedding in order to feed everyone the next morning. So it was supposed to be included. Yeah, it is a little upsetting that she keeps doing this.
Well, she doesn't know. They're all of a sudden they're telling her, "Oh, you owe for this," or you know, the hotel didn't make it clear to her, probably. You know, so
what? I don't understand. First of all, I get it. She's your daughter. I'm not mad at her or anything like that. But in what world would the hotel tell you what to do for your wedding?
No, the hotel tells you what's included.
Okay.
The hotel would
The hotel has nothing to do with the next day brunch. The next day brunch.
Not the next day. Not Sunday.
She's getting married on a Friday.
Yeah.
So the Saturday, she would have a brunch. That's the general thing where people come before they leave to go back home or whatever. And they spend the afternoon. They open gifts, have another little chit chat, whatever, have some breakfast, and guests are on their way. Okay. The hotel has nothing to do with that. They're like, "Oh, by the way, you know, for your wedding," like they're not giving Ellen a list of things that.
Yeah, they do tell you about, you know, this is the package. This
okay,
is what you
right.
get.
But then you would know the package in advance if it included breakfast or not. But if you're planning your wedding, that's something you would look into before the week before the wedding. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, literally down to the micro whatevers she knows. She picked out the fucking vases for the flowers. And
no.
The, yes. yes. Which forks are going. I guarantee you. I guarantee you she did. She spent a lot of time on several different things that she, you know, bridal showers and whatever to for her. What do you call it? When you have to like your registry. She spent many, many hours picking out her registry.
What did we do for? We said mate, Bloomingdale's. We should get whatever we just.
No,
said.
I did the registry, but I did it wrong.
What do you
I
mean?
Didn't feel like spending time doing it, so people would give us like one fork.
No.
Yes.
But then where do we get?
I think Andy Kindler gave me one fork and one fitted sheet.
Who did?
Andy Kindler.
Get out of here.
But, you know, whatever. It was like a weird.
Oh, he wasn't at the party in L.A.
Yeah. Yeah. And many, many of our guests did not get us gifts.
I know. Because we had our dumb parties at the comedy club in New York. So they didn't
Patrice
take it
threw money at you. Like no. Crumpled bills.
And not at their place. At
Carolyn's.
No, on radio.
You were desperate to have that at our wedding party at Caroline's.
I know. I made a mistake. I thought it was a good place to have it. You know, restaurants in New York were too much money. We didn't know. We didn't know how to investigate back then.
Well, I did it for L.A.
No, Susie, your friend did it in L.A.
Well, I picked the place.
No, she picked it.
No, yeah. I picked the place because that was one of my favorite restaurants.
Well, how many dates you go on there?
You want, a few.
Yeah. Oh, let me have my wedding party at places I went on dates.
I only was interested in places where I got fingered in a booth.
Oh. Those days are gone, huh?
Those days never really were in existence.
What keeps blinking? A light keeps blinking on. Oh, it's your phone. Who keeps calling, texting you?
Who cares? And never mind.
Who are those people in the day texting?
Lee, it's CrossFit people.
No, why?
Because CrossFit is closing.
No, it isn't.
Probably.
What do you mean it's closing?
Well, I've tried to tell you this drama before, but you never wanted to hear it. I don't know if I should say it publicly or whatever.
What, that the guy doesn't have enough customers?
No, that's not it.
Oh, of course that's it.
He doesn't, he's not even there anymore. Somebody else runs it. I have a key to the place. It's like.
You have a key to the place.
Yes. In case somebody needs to open it.
You have a key to the place. What's going on? It's like somebody giving you a key to their apartment. You have a key to somebody else's place. It's kind of weird, isn't it? Wouldn't you think? If you'd ask around, people go, "That's pretty weird. Who am I?" I mean, I don't know. Oh, yeah, I have a...
Oh, thank you for not asking one question, just formulating all, that's weird. Not like, oh, why would you get a key? Oh, that's interesting. Nothing. No, you are interested in zero facts. Rain and I will be talking, blah, 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 about something. What is it? What? And we'll go, it's fine. You don't need to know. No, what is it? We'll start to explain to you. You'll just cut us off and move on. And you have zero interest in learning anything.
Not true. It's not true.
It is true.
I've got enough knowledge.
Well, then stop asking what when two people are talking. You want?
I'd like to get into upstairs. The conversation.
We'll be upstairs. Last night you came upstairs with a hot dog in your hand.
It wasn't a hot dog. It was turkey sausage.
Oh, I'm sorry. People must know. Rich won't eat a hot dog.
Yeah. A turkey dog I'll eat.
A turkey sausage in a bun or bread, whatever.
Yeah.
And you just walked upstairs with it in your hand.
Yeah, I wasn't eating a dog.
After Raina said you were eating pizza. On a piece of cardboard.
No, that it came on.
And Raina said, well, why do you really hate plates? Why do you hate plates? And I said, go get a plate. You go, this is my plate.
Yeah, what's the difference if the plate's cardboard or if it's porcelain?
Okay, so.
So am I right or wrong? Am I right or wrong?
Listen, this is not going to bode well for you. Because the point I'm making is that the plate thing had just come up. And you know that I hate when you walk around with food without a plate. I hate it. It drives me nuts. Mostly it because you don't ever sweep. You never mop. It's like all falls on me to do it. So you don't care.
I do care.
You're like, nothing gets on the floor. Meanwhile, it's like there's a fucking pile that's
of crumbs.
Crumbs that I sweep up. Sometimes I want to take a picture of it and show you. There's your fucking no plate shit right there. You're just like, nothing gets on the floor. It's fine. Okay, so we've had this conversation. Please use a plate. Please use a plate. Please use a plate.
Yeah.
You won't. And the reason that you won't, no, lots of times I see you with a napkin. One time when I was sick, you brought me up a piece of toast like this in your fingers, between your fingers.
No, I don't think.
Like I'm going to eat a piece of toast in bed.
I don't think.
No napkin, no plate, nothing. Great. Thank you. I know 100% that you do it because in your mind, you're like, I'm not listening to her. Oh boy, she's gonna yell about this. Ha ha.
You're out of your mind.
Why else then would 2 minutes after a plate conversation has happened, would you walk upstairs to the bedroom with a turkey sausage and bun in your fucking hand?
But I wasn't eating it.
I said, Rich, why do you not have a plate? I'm not eating it. Oh, just walking around with food, that's fine. Just walking around with it is okay.
I came up and then I was-
But why would you be walking around with it? Yeah, you came up because we were talking. You're like, what are you talking about? You couldn't take the time to get a plate because you were like, what is it? And then we start telling you it's about the book that we're reading. Nah, don't care. Just wanted you to notice that I'm not using a plate.
That's not true.
And you're up in a
bunk bed
and you can't fucking get down to- You're a child. And I don't know why, like if it made someone that you supposedly care about, I won't even say love because I don't even think that's on the table anymore.
Of course I love you.
Do you?
Yes,
I doubt it. If you love me, you would then not be trying to aggravate me constantly.
No, you're taking things and making them yourself aggravated instead of letting them go.
Next time I see you walking around without fucking or cleaning up the crumbs, I'll just be like, oh, what a doll.
Listen, if you're sweeping anyhow, what's the difference if there's a couple extra crumbs? You're sweeping anyhow. It's not like
I'll try to keep that in mind. Thank you. No, that really helps me. That flicked a switch in there.
It's not
so
heavy.
Now I, you know what? Now if I see you using a plate, I'm going to be mad.
Yes,
you're right. As you always say, why waste a plate?
I hate what
because I didn't know you were throwing them out after.
No,
I guess
No, you're wasting.
Why waste a plate? And then he does this thing, which I've asked him not to do. He still does it.
And
instead
like
of putting something in the dishwasher, he rinses it out and sets it on the counter. Now, he doesn't put a towel under it or a drying rack or anything. He just rinses out a cup and sets it on the counter. So there's a little bit of water in it. So then it becomes a Petri dish. Like, who wants to, like...
I taught you how to put cups into the thing.
You taught me? Did you?
Yeah, you remember?
That's right. That's right. Oh, I forgot. I couldn't see or hear or speak when you first brought me to this home.
You were putting the cups
Could
in.
Could I walk? I don't remember.
You were putting the cups in.
I was only born here.
You were putting the
My
cups.
My God.
After you were putting the cups in upside down so they wouldn't dry. Remember that? And I said, no, you turn them out the other
way. Go look
way.
Where the way the cups are in right now.
That's because you learned.
No, okay. They're in the way that I fucking have always done it. Go look. Go look, bitch.
I'm not going to look at your cups.
I taught you that. That's his favorite thing in the world. It's like he doesn't exist unless he's fucking micromanaged me in some way.
Are you crazy? You're the one who's talking about micromanaging. With
micromanaging?
Yeah.
Oh, using a plate is micromanaging? That's some fucking parental shit that didn't happen when you were eight, okay? So I'm sorry that it's taking
you had plates.
Fucking 77 years to learn that.
I don't even like our plates. Some are too heavy, some are too big. If we had the nice plates, I don't like our plates.
What? Please, if you could just get me the diameter and the color that you
that
like.
That red one is way too big to be up there with the other plates.
That's a pie plate.
Well, can't we put it somewhere else? It's just... It's so heavy. It's not supposed to be with the plates. You can't slide plates out with that big plate there. Let's do something with that red plate. What do you
when
think?
When you say let's, what are you really saying here? That's what he does. He'll just like sit around and then go, and there's a thing on the there on the floor. Like I'm supposed to jump up and go grab. Oh, I'm sorry, King.
Well, I didn't know you were going to complain this whole time. That's not what I was about. I wanted to do
You're honestly so aggravating. I could think of 87 things right now to fucking complain about.
87?
Maybe 100.
Wow.
Who fucking walks up without, I'm not eating it.
I didn't eat it.
Found a loophole.
I did. I ate a lot.
Why? But literally every 2 days we have a fight about the plate thing.
No.
Why? Because to me, it says, I don't give a shit about what she wants.
That's not true.
I do what I want. I'm Rich Voss.
That's true, too, but I do.
Is that why you're doing it?
No, I do care about
you. Okay, I'm going to do it, too.
I do.
What's things that you don't like? And I'm going to start doing them. I'm going to start eating in your car.
You do eat in my car.
No, like messy stuff.
You do?
Littering in your car.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Your car's a mess. My car's always clean.
Yeah, why? I wonder why. Why do you think that is?
Because
what's one reason, do you think? Number one reason why. Ladies and gentlemen, time to play the game. What's the number one reason Bonnie's car is a lot messier than Rich's
your
car?
You're saying Raina's always in it?
Raina and her friends? Yes, I taxi around a lot of people.
So you're saying the front, all the bottles and coffee cups and stuff are from Raina and her friends?
Go look in the front of mine. There's nothing in there. It's completely clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So how many times have I said, let's, before we took a trip in your car, let's clean it out. But how many times have you ever said that about my car?
I wouldn't say that. It's your car.
You wouldn't say that.
But I tell you what, I'm going to fucking eat a sandwich in there without a napkin or a plate or nothing.
I got to vacuum it anyhow.
Okay, great. Good.
What? When do you think you'll do
with
that?
Mustard dripping off it.
You can't do that.
Oh,
I don't do that.
Why not?
So I guess I didn't get that movie. I mean, I auditioned last week.
I swear to God, because I don't go on auditions, but that audition happened to be right around the corner from where my meeting was. Like the timing, everything was, I felt like, oh, it's meant to be. So I go to the audition, but I think I scared the lady. Because she goes, so I did it once. And then she goes, now just ad lib, you know, because it was about making a murderer. And I knew all about it. I mean, the dialogue was about Making a Murder, not the show. And I just started yelling at her about it. And then she stopped me and she was like, okay, I think we got it. I was like, okay.
They let me do it three times. But
yeah, I only did it that second time was like.
But then when I leave, I think, why didn't I do this or do that? I don't like those auditions.
That's everybody.
They're stupid. You put me on a set, I'll knock it out. But I guess. You? Yeah.
Well, they don't know that. How could they know that?
Because they've seen.
Because every single person says that. I'm not good at auditions, but put me on the set, I could knock it out. Yeah. The truth of the matter is, there's a camera right here sometimes. It's like, you know, there's a lot of people. You have to do it this way, then that way. I think it actually might be harder on set in a lot of ways. Because you can go through the whole scene in the audition, but on set, you can never go through the whole. I mean, you're like,
yeah,
they're like, hey, can you do this? Can you move your head right to that area? Whatever.
I got it.
You
got
to be able to. To act.
Yeah.
Every time, like, oh, stop, now again. Okay. I mean, I'm not sure I believe when people say that. Oh, just put me on set, I can knock it out. No. Put you in a room where you're comfortable with friends. Yeah, you could knock it out. But
no. There was no friends. It was one lady and a camera woman.
I didn't say that. That's an audition.
Yeah.
You're saying put me on set, I can knock it out. No.
Yes.
Put you around a lot of friends, maybe you could knock it out. But on set, when.
I did Lenny Bruce, I knocked it out. I did a bunch of things.
Lenny Bruce is not a movie.
It was a TV show. It's the same as a movie.
I'm sure that the cameras weren't up close to your fucking face.
No. Okay, whatever. I can't knock it out then.
No, I'm just saying, like,
that
maybe
part,
you're.
That role,
every
I
single
could.
Person said. I'm saying there's no other way. When to figure out who should be on set. If there was another way, you wouldn't even get a shot because they'd just know people. They'd just be like, well, I know this guy.
Well, if it's an ad lib situation, which that was, I would have no problem with it. I would have no problem when it's an ad lib. But obviously, I made the wrong choices during the audition. And
well, what would you have done different on set? Like, why would it be different on set?
Well, because one, I'd be doing it with the character who I...
Maybe, maybe not.
Huh?
You might not...
Yeah, that scene you'd be doing with the
Maybe they just have you in a single doing your lines.
No, because I'm with another guy talking and...
Maybe they just have him in a single.
And a waiter comes up to me. So it wouldn't be a single. There'd be me, him, the reverse, and then, you know, whatever. But it wouldn't be a single. Anyhow, obviously I didn't get it because they would have called by now. I would imagine a week later, right? They would have called by now.
Yeah. No, you would have known the next day.
The next day?
Yes. A little part like that.
So I text my manager and say, I take it I didn't get that PD.
Hey, what happened there? Oh, no, they probably already knew who they were going to pick. They just legally have to audition people.
No, they wanted me. I mean, my name came up.
Well, yeah, they wanted you to audition.
Yeah, but...
And then maybe if you had totally knocked it out of the park, then... Yeah.
I take it I didn't get the
part.
Yeah.
All right. So,
okay. Anyhow.
So that was good use of our podcast time for you to do some emails.
No, I text. Because I was hoping I'd get a text. Anyhow, we got to wrap this up. I got to get out of here. Take a shower and get out.
You sure you don't want to get a couple more texts in? Maybe get a sandwich and.
You do your phone nonstop.
Have I picked up my phone at all here today?
Yes.
Only one time when you said.
So then you're just saying, have I? And I said, yes.
Well, you told me who's texting you.
No, I said, what's that light that keeps blinking on the flowers? Your beautiful flowers that you bought. Well, do you get your flowers at the vegetable place?
Mm-hmm.
Best deals. They have the best deals on flowers.
You've been around, you know?
Yeah. So where are you working this weekend?
I'm at the Stress Factory tonight, Friday and Saturday. Please come down if you're a fan. I need all the help I can get. I'm tired of fucking trying to sell my horse shit to people who don't like me.
All right. Go see Bonnie. It's a great show. I've seen her a couple times and she's very funny. Always new material out of Bonnie's trap. She always shoots out new material.
Okay. Thanks for that, right? Rich. Yeah, no, that was the eating without a plate recommendation that I needed.
This weekend, I'll be in Worcester, Mass. I don't know how to say it. The club is called the Woo Ha Ha tonight, Friday and Saturday. Next week, Monday through Sunday, the Rio, Las Vegas. RichVoss.com has all my dates. You guys are fantastic. Thank you. Enjoy the veal.
It's him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, it doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree